Kum Lenin, I block your mother.
It is Ches Tishrei Tovshin Ayin Zayin. We're middle of tomorrow's Gemara because we're going to learn a blot and a half so that we on Wednesday Yom Kippur we don't have to learn Daf Yoni. We're in Daf Yudalad Amar Aleph towards the bottom of the page. Amar Abaye by 10 lines in the bottom. Amar Abaye. The last thing we discussed was whether Achrayis is Toy Sefer or not, whether writing and recording in recording in a shtar that there's a lien on the properties, is that necessary or is that like just an omission, an error by the Sefer? And we had exactly the same Gemara in Baba Kama, so we can go through quickly. Reuven sold the field to Shimon and he gave him a guarantee. Came along the one of the lenders of Reuven, and Reuven didn't have any money to pay, so he went to Shimon and he seized the field. And now, but there's a dispute whether the loan is outstanding or not. Can Reuven intervene on behalf of Shimon or not? Dinu, and the din is generally, if somebody's not involved in the court in the dispute, you have no right to come in and get yourself involved. Because the other guy can say, Lav bal zavod in the diat, you have nothing to do with this. However, in this case, Dinu min hadin, the ozel, Reuven has every right to go, mishtoi dina bahadei, and to intervene in this dintayde, v'loyamatzi amalei, and the lender cannot say to Reuven, lav bal zavod in the diat, what shaykhaz you have with me, I'm dealing here with Shimon. I have a lien on the property, and you get and stay out. You can't say that. Domlei said, the mafkid minei, alai di dihadar, because Reuven argues, if Shimon loses the field, who do you think Shimon will turn to get compensated, reimbursed for me? And even more than that, afilu shaloi b'chrayis nami, even if there was no guarantee, Reuven has a right to intervene because his name is on the line. Normally, lanichli, it's not good for me, it's not pleasant for me, that Shimon should have complaints against me, so I have every right to intervene. Teshuvah discusses, he doesn't understand my nafkamina, because the din is whatever tainus Reuven has, Shimon can taina. So what's the big deal if Reuven stands in the court and testifies not? So Teshuvah first wants to say the difference, what happened, the witnesses are kosher for, let's say, Reuven, but they're apostle of Shimon, the Shimon's relatives. So Shimon cannot bring them, but Reuven maybe can. But then Teis doesn't like that because at the end of the day, they're here to defend Shimon. Whether Reuven stands there and argues or not, they're defending Shimon. So might not have come in there with Reuven intervening. So Teis says, what happens if Shimon says, I have no longer any witnesses to bring? You pass like the Chachamim, that's it. You can no longer bring witnesses, but Reuven can. So therefore, that's one nafkamina in there where it's very important. It's critical to have Reuven there. And so on and so forth. That's one answer. Here's our answer as well. Back to the Gemara. Another din. Reuven sold the field to Shimon without any guarantees. The yotzu alel hasikin, and then a bunch of rumors came out and said that there was stolen property. Actually, herziba before Shimon made a chazaka in the property for he was kind of. We're right on top of the page of Yudalah on the page, 14b. Yochalachzaba, right at the top left, first word of the page. I'm going to wait till you get to the page. 14b A. You see it? First word. Yochalachzaba, he can still change his mind. Meshehechzaba, once he made a kinyan, and Yochalachzaba, he can no longer change his mind. What do we can only change his mind? Reuven can say to Shimon, if the person takes the field away, then come back to me. But cause my take it away, too bad. The Amalei said, Chayosa de Kitri, a bad, like one of these, you know, prizes, what do you call booby prizes. And he says, you know, Sovereign Vikabal, you accepted, you didn't know what you're getting, and you were happy to take it, so therefore you take it. Me'emas havi chazaka, what's considered a chazaka, we say it's too late. Mechidaye shamitzi, once he walks over the property to survey the property, that's it. Vikidamri, I feel. Even if Reuven said, I'll give you security to Shimon, Shimon cannot go back to Reuven and say, hey, take my field back. There are all kinds of rumors out there. The Amalei says, Achri tirfor v'shamloch. Show me that he sees it from you, then I'll reimburse you. Till then, Hakman Gajainik. Teish already has a whole discussion here. What's his hechzik bo here? Because if it's chazaka, literally, where do you find a chazaka? The chidayish hamitzi. You're just surveying the land. Chazaka, you have no part of the god, you have to put a lock on, you have to amend the fence. So Teish is saying, it doesn't mean that kind of chazaka. We're talking about you make another kinyan, a kinyan like a kinyan sudra or something. And together with this means that you're actually buying the land. Teish asks the question, why can't you just say to the guy, if he didn't pay the money, obviously he didn't pay the money, if he would have paid the money, he's already kaina. Who needs a chazaka? Unless Teis is in a place where the money alone, the minute his money is not kainah. But if money is kainah, why can't he just say to the guy, I owe you the money still, but we're talking about only chazakah, I owe you the money, so you know, I don't have the money, take the property back. That's the value of the money. What's the big deal here? Regardless, why do you have to wait till it's seized? So Teis is an interesting point. The value changed because of the rumor. because the rumor is that nobody wants to touch the property. It says half of the value. And even though the guy promised to reimburse him if he loses, but he hasn't capitalized that loss. A potential loss is not a realized loss. We learned, okay, what happens? Interesting, if somebody sells a field, Reuven sold a field to Shimon, it turned out to be that Reuven was a ganef. So he sold in the Brooklyn Bridge, which he had no right to. Rav Amar, Rav says, yesh lemoy, Shimon goes back to Reuven and he claims compensation, not only for the money that he's owed, but also yesh leshavach. All the improvements that he put into the field, he has every right to claim it back. He has to claim back because he put money into the field. Shmuel says, an interesting thing with Shmuel says. Shmuel says, Mois, yes, obviously he can claim back the money, but that he paid for the field. He can't talk about the improvements. You know why? Because he ended up not buying anything, so the money that was sitting, that he parked at Reuven, how do we view that money? We view the money basically as a loan. He gave him money to buy the field, but there was no field to sell. So what was the money doing by Reuven? It's a loan. Now, if Reuven pays him back the loan plus improvements, that's ribus. So he can't do that. Boy, my name is Rabuna. That's Rabuna's question. What about Peter Shlaita Shvach? What about if he specified in the arrangement that they made, he gave him securities, and not only has security the property, but also take care of any, if you put improvements in, I'll pay you as well. If specified, does that help at all? So it depends how we understood Shmuel's word. Is the time of the Shmuel should let Peter Shvach, is the only reason Shmuel, because he didn't specify, that's why he's not responsible. Peter's law over here, he did specify, so he's responsible. Is that the word? Or the word, like I told you before, time of the Shmuel, keep the less like karka, since there's no property sold, merzik ribis looks like ribis. And what does it help then if you specify? It still looks like ribis. Amalein, yes, Vlav, no, Varafi biyadi, it wasn't clear. He was vacillating. Itma, we learned, Amar of Nachman of Shmuel. We learned that Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Mois, Yeshloi, that the Nachman understood Shmuel clearly the word is Ribis. He says he doesn't receive his money back. Shevach Einlo does not receive his improvements back. Even though he clearly delineated that he's going to pay him the shrach, my time of keeping the kake ain't like, because the guy didn't sell any property. And then what is it? It's chama oisav oimid v'neidl. Comes out, I lent you the money, and I'm paying back extra, which is interest. Question. You say the whole part is interest. I got a question. What's the question? It says in the Mishnah, Ein Maitzin Lachilas Peder. We had the Mishnah, all these Tikkun Olam. If you remember that, Peder and Zokin. All these different takkanas, we want to help out the Lukuchas. You know, if there's a lien on the property and if somebody buys it, he has to obviously give it back to whoever the debt is outstanding to. But not if there's debts that are not fixed. Debts that are not fixed, he cannot protect himself. So, for example, you do not take out Eimaitzin Lachilas Peder. We do not take the field back from the Lekuach. If we need to pay back Peder's fruits, we'll soon see which case we're talking about here. All the Shavakakoi, we don't go to Lekuach to reimburse somebody for improvements he put in the property, and then the guy's field was seized. Now he goes back to the Moichir who cannot help him out. Then he goes to Lekuachas. Not for Peder's, not for Shavakakois, nor Lemazan Isha again, because that's not fixed, or Rahabonis, and he promises the woman who he married, who brought in the girls, that he'll take care of the girls, and so on. You don't go to the purchased property and they tikkun olam because you want to help out. Tikkun olam, there's no fixed amount, and not only that, nobody ever buy a property because who knows, you know, what outstanding debts are out there, or you know, a wife, a daughter, who knows what's going on out there. And these, you cannot protect yourself from these things. You don't take a mishabodi, but you do take mishabodin and include in here shvach. You just said, according to Shmuel, you never collect shvach by a gazlan, by stolen property. Why not? Because it looks like ribas. Here we see shvach. Now, it doesn't say in the Mishnah whether we're talking about stolen property. We're talking about a Baal Chayv who's coming to seize a property and the purchaser happened to improve the field and he's collecting a shvach back, which is not a problem. But we'll see in a minute. Uktani mi al shvach kar, my lab lekech megazlan. I'm talking about a case here where the guy bought from a gazlan, now he lost the property and lechayd is getting a shvach. Lechayd, you said it's interest. We're like, no, Baal Chayv. We're talking about a Baal Chayiv, so there's no interest involved at all. A Baal Chayiv, therefore, takes the property from Lekech, and Lekech bought the property, and he put money into the field, so therefore, he has every right to collect back that money he put into the field, or any improvements he put into the field. Freddy Gemara, because it's not a loan, he actually bought the property. So there's no ribus here. Freddy Gemara, Iba Baal Chayiv, if we're talking about Baal Chayiv, Eimar Eisha, look at the first case, it says in the beginning, Eimar Tzien Lachilas Peder, it says by Baal Chayiv, it says here, you don't take... you don't take to get reimbursed for the fruits. Right now, we think we're talking about here that the lekech took, you know, bought a field, and now he improved it, and he grew produce, and he lost the produce to whoever it was. Now you tell me, to Bal Chayiv, he doesn't get reimbursed for the fruits. Why not? Bal Chayiv Nachmer, Bal Chayiv Mi Isle Peidi. Does Bal Chayiv even entitled to collect the fruits? Well, Amar Shmuel said Bal Chayiv gave as a shvach. Shmuel said the Bal Chayiv is entitled to collect the field with the improvements. Abba Shabbach, and yes, the improvement. Abba Peidah's later. Look at the produce. The produce don't belong to him. So why should he get reimbursed?
Until that payers are
cut, I'd like them to shevach. No, shevach means like fences and or the soil you put on better quality soil. Ella pshita, we're talking about geizel, we're talking about stolen, and that's why the nigzel has every right to take back the fruits as well. You planted the seed, so what? It's my property. Anything that's on my property is mine. So if we're talking about begezel, the nigzel, umedereisha begezel, the nigzel, since the nigzel, the gezel, save an amegezel, nigzel, the same as amegezel, nigzel, and lecheda, and yet he sees shvach, so we see that the lekeach by in the gazel has every right to take back not only the money, but also the improvements. And we're not worried about Ribis, Kasha, and Rav Nachman's version of Shmuel. Says the Gemara, what's your conclusion? Why make this conclusion? Midi Iria, does it say that they're both talking about the same case? Hakadisa. Each case in the Mishnah, one in the beginning of the Mishnah about Bal Chayiv, and the second about the Mishnah about a Gazlan. Says the Gemara, Bahala Taniach, we had a Braisa who made a commentary on this Mishnah. We had a Braisa who made a commentary on the Mishnah. And the Braisa said very differently. Well, the Taniach in the Lunar's way, it says in the Braisa, L'shevach Karkois. Ketzah, it says the Braisa. The Shevach Kakoyiz, what's Pshat the Shevach Kakoyiz? What do you mean improvement karka? Ketzah, and he gives an example. Hadesha Gozal Sodom Mechvei, the very Braisa learns. You stole a field from a friend. You stole a field and you sold it to we'll see who we're talking about. You stole a field and then you lost the field because you gave him. When he collects, now obviously we can't talk about the Gazan, who's he going to collect from? Goyves Akedim in the Chosim Shabbatim, he collects the principal from the Chosim Shabbatim, his reimbursement. Visheva gave the Chosim Chayidim. So it's clearly a stolen field, and you're collecting Shvach. Now, what are we talking about here? Hechidami, Ilem, Kiritani, take the Braisa literally, we're talking about the Gazan himself. What do you mean he's collecting? Who's reimbursing the Gazan? He stole the field and sold it, and he's going to get reimbursed, the Gazan. And that's what you're talking about. Man Gobi, Elala, we're talking about a case here that he stole the field, and the guy he sold it to lost the field, and he's going now back to the Gazan to get reimbursed. You got your Gazan, Samachavedu, and Mochalachim, he's being improved it. So we see clearly from that what? That even a Gazan from the Braisa, clear that even a field that was stolen, he gets not only reimbursed for the field, but also for the improvements. And it doesn't look like an Ibis. Not Nachman's version of Shmuel. And what's Pshat and Shmuel that he didn't specify? I answered before that you can learn the Braisa partly talking about Chayiv and partly talking about Gazan. Why can't you do the same the Mishnah? Why can't you do the same the Braisa? It's Nami Babal Chayiv. Who said that this section here, when it says Shvach, is talking about Gazan, it's talking about Bal Chayiv. It's a bit Dochuk because he started off saying Gazan, but so what? When it came to this instance, it's talking about Bal Chayiv. Toshma coming here, about 10 lines to the bottom. Coming here, Shmuel made a comment. Nachman understood that if Reuven stole a field and sold to Shimon, and then the Nigzel came and took it back from Shimon, then the Nigzel has every right to collect his money back from the Gazlan, but he cannot get his improvements back. If he improved the field, too bad. Now, why? So either because they didn't make that up, or because of Nachman instead, because it turns out to be the money he gave to Gazlan was a loan, because he didn't buy anything, and if you get paid back more than what you originally put in for the loan, it's like interest. That's why he can't. So we're asking questions on that. Toshma coming in. Another question. It says in the Mishnah we just learned before, L'achilas Peder, when it comes to eating the fruits, you cannot go and collect from the Lekuchas. Now, what exactly is the case of eating the fruits? That what? From the field that suddenly had fruits, you cannot collect from the Lekuchas, but you will collect for yourself. But the Braisa says, so before we say, you're talking about Bal Chayiv, that a lender, when he collects the field back, he takes the field with the fruits, and the Lekeach is entitled to get the money back for the fruits as well. And we ask the question, Lekeach Bal Chayiv is not entitled to the fruits, so we're talking about a Gazan. Fruits, we're talking about a Gazan, and the Nigzel has every right to take the fruits back, because it's his field. And then the Lekeach gets reimbursed for it. So he stole a field from your friend. Reuven stole a field from a friend, and then he lost the field. Kishu gave him, and he collects. Gave him a kerem, and he collects. He collects a kerem, and he collects. Who paid his gave him a chasim b'adim. Says he paid his, he gave him a chasim b'adim. Now, what are we talking about here? Obviously, hechad amilam, he's talking to the Gazan himself. What do you mean he's going to get reimbursed from whom? Iman, God, be alive, gosh, you got some mechavere, you mochel achav, you bicha. We're talking about a case when he stole a field from his friend, and then he unsold somebody else, and he improved it, So see, finish my watch. Comes to Gazan, he gets reimbursed not only for the land but also for the improvements. So therefore, that we see by Gazan also the shvach. It doesn't look like ribis. Omar Rava says, Rava, hoch my skin, you know what we're talking about here. He going to gozal sodom mechaveid and melea pedis. This is what happened. The gazlan stole a field full of produce. Then the ochalas a pedis, and then we're talking about the gazlan himself. We're not talking about that he sold the field. We're just saying about unselling the field. The gazlan himself. He stole a field full of pedis, and then he ate up all the pedis. So obviously he has to reimburse the nigzel not only for the field, but also for the pedis that he ate up. But then the ochas of pedis, but then the chofa bo boida sichel maidis. Then he ruined the field as well. So now he has to pay money to the nigzel. Not only can he give the field, you can't just say nigzel, he'll take your field back, because he ruined it. So now that ruination that he made, where does the nigzel collect that from? We're talking about a nigzel and a gazlan. There's no purchaser involved there. So we say as follows: Bon nigzel ligbeis keren. If he comes to collect the keren because he ruined my field, that he's entitled to collect from any fields that this ganav sold in between. Bon nigzel ligbeis peder. The nigzel was entitled to collect the peders as well because it's his field that grew. That he can only collect directly from the gazlan. He cannot go to any of the purchasers because they weren't meant to know. Rabba Baravuna, Maravuna says, keep going. You know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about over here that you know where he's collecting from, the Gazan is collecting from. Shenatlu Masikin, Taka was taken away from the Gazan, but not by a purchaser, but by these strong men, these strong tactics that they were taken away from him. Now, and we learned in Gittin, depends why, and also in the end of Baba Kama, depends why they took it away. In the very end of Baba Kama, we learned. If they took it away from everybody, then the Gazan said to the guy, go to the Asikin. If they went to the Gazan specifically because the Gazan, remember, had all those cases if the guy was rich or poor, when he's minding something, if he was a rich guy,
is
then.
Sikrikin
was in Gittin. These are the people who work for the government, and they take a lot more than they're entitled to. So we said it depends. If it's a universal thing that went to everybody, then the Gazan can say to Nigna, the fact that I'm sitting in the house make no difference because they were taken away anyway. So leave me alone, I'm leave out of it. But if they went specifically because this Ganav has a reputation and these people went after the Ganav, then the only reason why this Nigzel lost the field is because of the Ganav. Then the Ganav has to reimburse him. So we're talking about these are seeking and took it away. But Nigzel leaked by his cadence, and now the Nigzel goes to the Gazlan and says, you can't give me my field back because it was taken away from you, so you have to reimburse me. Kedon. Then he goes to the kuchas, the guys in campaign. Goyim l'chashe b'adim. Bon nizel ligwe peiris. I was entitled to the fruits. Goyim l'chashe b'nechaydin. That he cannot go to the shabbadim because of a special takana. He goes to them. That's the two answers we have. So with both these answers, the gazlan, the nizel is collecting from the gazlan. And why can't the gazlan just give him back the field? Either because he ruined it or because his asikin came and took it. Why does Rava answer? Like Rabbi Ravuna that was taken away by these asikin, it says in the Feirish, it says that the land was taken away from him. Asikin don't have a right to take it away, they just physically do. If I don't like this word. But Rabbi Ravuna, why did Rabbi Ravuna that we're talking about over here that he ruined the field? It sounds like from here that he's giving back the field the way the field was taken away from him, complete, not ruined in any way. However, Ravashi says, he has a third answer, he comes along, he says, it's dodding, Tony. Ravashi says, you've learned the Mishnah, but two different cases. Keep going, first starts out, he stole a field full of peders, and he ate the fruits, so therefore he has to reimburse the niggas on the land and the fruits. Then he sold the field. So when he sold the field, there were no fruits left on the field. So the gazlan now owes money for the paydas to the nigzel, and the lekeach owes the field. So now everything makes sense. Paul lekeach ligbeis keren. The lekeach wants to collect back the keren. Gave him the chasim shabadim. He's entitled to collect the chasim shabadim. But nigzel ligbeis paydas. Who's collecting the paydas now? The nigzel. He had fruits on the field when the gazlan stole it. Gave him the chasim lekeren. So he mora bein l'rov bein l'avavuna milva peu. Whether you follow Rava, whether they're both talking about a Gazan and Nigzel here, and the Nigzel is going to the Gazan to collect his money back, what right does the Nigzel have to go to the Chasim Shabbatim? The people who bought the property, they had no way, there's no register of a field that was stolen. How in the world are they supposed to protect themselves? It's like a milvah peh. So what right do you have to collect Mishabadim? You're right. We're talking about over here that there was a court case already, and once the Bezin rules that the Gazan owes the money, any field sold after that is considered that he has entitled to indicate Mechas Shabadim, because everyone should have known there's a register that there's an outstanding lien over here. So the Hadar Zovin, what happened was the Gazan was sentenced against the Chazan that he has to give it back, and what did Gazan do? He took around and turned around and he sold to somebody else. V'hadu zavin. I mean, the guy is such a paskunyak that even after the bezin caught him and they paskin, they had to return it, he went and sold it out to an innocent party from who had no idea what was going on. If there was a court case, so why you tell me that paydis you're not entitled? Since the paydis, the bezin would have fixed the amount of paydis, why is an exil entitled to go to the mechashibad and collect the paydis as well? They only ruled about the principle, not about the paydis. My poska, why? Doesn't make sense. It was a half a dintada, it was a partial psak. Says the Gemara, yes, stomma de milsi. No, generally these court cases work. Ki tova inish karna tova bereisha. Usually first he deals with the actual case itself. You stole the property, and bezin will paskin. And then after that we'll deal also with the consequences, whatever it is. But he never got to that point. Says the Gemara, so what did you say before? The sova shmo shmul holz. Lekech megazlin, the guy who bought from the gazlin when he gets reimbursed. Les leishvach, he does not get reimbursed for the shvach, and we had two pshotim, either because it wasn't specified, or Rav Nachman's version because it's ribis, because it's alone. V'amalish mul Rav Chinah Bashila, Rav Shmul once said Rav Chinah Bashila, his sefer, Amlich, I want you to consult every time that you deal and get involved with these things. I want you to consult. When you write one of these shtodas to sell, so every time there's a sale, you have to put in the cost of write the following. Shufra, that I will pay you from the best of my properties. Shavoch, that if you improve the property and you lose it, I will reimburse you. Upeide, and I'll also take care of your fruits. Now, Bamai, what case are we talking about? If we're talking about a Bal Chayiv is not entitled to collect from the Lekeach the Paytas. He's entitled to the field, but not to the Paytas. He's not entitled to the Paytas. He's only entitled to the land. There's a lien on the property, not on the paytas. The lekeach should take the paytas off, and then he gives the property back.
You can't stipulate that?
Sorry?
You can't make that arrangement?
What right? Why? But why would Shmuel do that? Why? What for? Why make a takana? Everyone has to do that. Why? You make a takana, all your bank accounts or whatever it is, or every share. I mean, why make such a takana when he's not entitled to it? We're only giving things that he's entitled to. So obviously we're not talking about Balchayv. We're talking about a Gazan. And yet one of the things that he inserted, one of the clauses he put in was Shvach. So we see that even a guy who is a field trying to be stolen is entitled to collect back the improvements he made in the field. We're talking about, what's the problem? The problem, it looks like interest. When does it look like interest if you give me money? If I come and ask you for money, and I paid you $100 for the property, you give me back $130, that looks like interest. But if you give me back a property worth $130, that doesn't look like interest. What do you mean? We'll have the whole Gemara and Eshech later on. There's a thing called, you're not allowed to lend somebody a commodity to get paid back the same commodity, because the value in 3 months might be higher, and that's mamash ribis. So what if the property is $100 when I bought it, now it's $130, give me back a property $130, that looks like ribis. It's like saw basaw. How can you do that? Still ribbis. If there's a problem with ribbis, then even in this case, there's a problem with ribbis.
What if he gives back the exact item that he was lent?
It's not such a thing.
You lent me a saw of chitin. Yeah, I didn't end up using it. It sat in my closet the whole time.
The moment I gave it to you, you had a right to use it. It doesn't matter what you did.
And I give it back to you exactly the same thing. It
doesn't matter. That's what I said. Except the quote that Rashi of Havi had before. The Makam Shiyesh Le Karka. We're talking about a place. He had karka. It's part of the question. Amalei Hasam Halva Hachazvini. Over there, you know why Sobasaw is wrong? It's only wrong with the Rabbanon, because it looks like interest. Not really interest, because you're giving back only a parcel of land, same size, whatever. It looks like interest because I lent you something, and this is what you're paying me back. But if I bought something, the fact that the guy, even though the guy turned out to be, it wasn't really a sale, because the whole thing was a fraud, but it looked like a sale. Because it looked like a sale, no longer looks like interest, so therefore, if you give me back a property, it doesn't look like interest. You can have another version, another reason why it doesn't look interesting. Rabbi Yisrael, Hachem Eskin, Gosh Ekonomi, they made a special kinyan that we're going to, on the Shvach. So therefore, right away, when I bought the property, we already transacted that you're going to give me the Shvach. Ribbis is only after 3 months, you're giving me back something extra. But if you made it up straight away, as soon as I bought the property, that you can give me back the improvements I'm going to make here, it's no ribbis anymore. Because no aschar ham tonas mois. No interest there. If I make a kinyan straight away when I transact, I'll lend you a saw of this and you'll give me back a saw of that. You're allowed to. Let's analyze it. Amar Shmuel said, Bal Chayiv gave this a shvach. Bal Chayiv is gave it a shvach. Amar Rava says, Rava, a Bal Chayiv is not entitled to the payments, but entitled to the improvements. Omer of a Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shekakos lemoich lekeh, I'll prove it to you, because the Meicher, when he reimburses the lekeh, he writes in the Shtar, this is what he says. I know, Eikum, I will stand there and I will protect every Ishbi and I will clean everything out, Va'atkin, I will metire it, Va'amrik, and I will cleanse it, Zavini, Ilan, Inan, they, I will clean all the sale. I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry, I'm not going to sell you and walk away from it. I'm going to be stand behind you, Ilan, Inan, these, Va'amalayan, and the work you put in, Vishrochayan, and the Shvach. So because he's reimbursed for the Shvach, is a Raya that the Baal Chayv is entitled to take the Shvach, because the Lekech doesn't lose out, he'll get reimbursed anyway. The Eikum Kadmoch, and I'll put it for you, but Tzavi's been done on, and you will want, you'll desire the sale of the Kabbalah, and we accept all this. You're using your logic. When I give somebody a matana, when I give someone a matana, I don't write that I'm going to guarantee everything, I'm giving you a gift. Hopefully you'll have it. So you're going to tell me the Baal Chayv is entitled to the Shvach by a sale, because the Lekech gets reimbursed. But when it comes to matana, the Baal Chayv cannot take the Shvach. Sounds like that a Makabal matana has a stronger propriety than a sale, because by a sale the Baal Chayv can just walk in and take away my field with all the improvements and everything else. When it comes to a gift, he can't walk in and take the improvements. So it comes out that a gift is stronger than a sale. How can that be? Yes, why not? That's the Taka Halacha. How can that work? How can it be a ton of strong? It's Taka better in this Prat. Read Ashland. This prat, it is better, it's stronger, because there's no reimbursement for the person. We're learning extra because otherwise Yom Kippur you're learning Dafyemi and nobody's going to learn Yom Kippur.
Why?
Because people are busy.
That's davening.
That's davening. As I tell them. Even though I saw that the Vidya Rebbe should learn all the shiurim on Yom Kippur during the day. But I have soccer.
What shiurim?
He had Gemara every day, he had everything. The Rebbe should learn. And Shulchan Aruch every day. And Chumash and Tanya, you know that. Sorry?
We can't compare ourselves to him.
You don't have to compare in other things, but you have to learn. Oh, but I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to sleep. The Rebbe always remind everyone, make sure they do Mavis Sedra, and always learn the Chitas for the whole Parsha. The Rebbe should remind everybody to learn half a Simcha to do the rest of the Parsha, and to catch up Breishas to wherever that day is. That's a lot of learning.
You see, where does it come out?
This is the middle of the week. But what did I say? It's a Friday. That's right. Yeah. Omer Nachman said, this Braise Misayele supports Mashmul. This Braise will support Mashmul about a Lekeach with the what? About a Lekeach that the Baal Chayv is entitled to the Shevach. However, my friend will learn it. It's talking about a Gazlin. Because he says it's talking about a Gazlin. He is entitled to the Shevach because he argues with Shmuel. He holds that a Gazlin is entitled to take not the Lekeach from a Gazlin is entitled not only for the money but also for the Shevach. He doesn't believe in this interest business. He doesn't say, he said, because you bought it, it's not interest getting paid back the Shevach. You sold the field to your friend, and then it was taken away from you. When the Lekeach goes ahead and collects, Goyves HaKeren, the principal, he collects from the Chasam Shevadim. And we raised it before. It's talking about the Bezin already passing. And the Shevach gave him the Chosm and the Chayin, with improvements, he collects him the Chosm and the Chayin. It says clearly here, you're collecting Shvach by Gazan. That's how Hunulun. Hunulun is talking about a Gazan. So Shmuel will say he's talking about a Baal Chayv. So we see clearly that what? A Baal Chayv is entitled to Shvach. However, he learns to Lekech Megazlin, because he argues with Shmuel. He holds that even Lekech Megazlin, you're entitled not only to get your field back, but the money back, but also entitled for all improvements, because he doesn't believe it looks like interest. Tanya, look another Braise. If somebody sold a friend, Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and Shimon improved it. Uba Baal Chayv came along, Baal Chayv v'tarfa. Baal Chayv came and took it away from Shimon. Keshu goive, when the Shimon now goes back to Reuven to collect. Im hashvach. Now, the Baal Chayv is not really entitled to the fruits. It goes like this. Im hashvach yeser ala yitzia, if the improvement is more than the expense, let's say it cost him $100 to improve the field, but the field now is worth $200 more. So if the improvement is worth more, noiteles hashvach mebala karka, so he collects the improvement from Reuven, the one who sold it to him. V'hayitzia mebal chayv, but he also collects from the Baal Chayv, because you, Baal Chayv, had no right to take my improvements. You only are entitled to the field, not the money I sunk into the field. So therefore he collects that. But now it doesn't double dip it. First, let's say the Hoitzah is $100. You collect $100 from the Baal Chayv, and now the difference between the Hoitzah and the Shvach is another $100. He's entitled to collect that $100 from the vendor. He doesn't collect twice. I mean, to make a business out of it, we don't do that either. Yeah. What about, let's say, the expense is more than improvement. The improvement is $100, but it cost him $200 to get there. Ein le elohitza. It's like a yoedah to Sadeh Chavei B'Tav Rishus. We'll learn later that you're only entitled to whatever is less. He only is entitled to the hoitza, to the expense that he put in. What do you call it? Shir Shavach M'Balabais. M'Balchayv. He's only entitled to it, so and the Baal Chayv has to pay him that, you know, whatever the money you put in. Now let's understand this braisa. Shmuel, the Maimuk Lahav. Remember, there's two possibilities. Are we talking about a guy who bought it and turned out to be was stolen, or a guy who bought it and turned out to be he was a lender? Shmuel, the Maimuk Lahav. Shmuel learned this braisa. Iba lekech megazen. If we're talking about that, what? That when we say we're Baal Chayv, we really mean the one who owns the field, which is the Nigzel. Then Kasher Reisha. I got a problem with the Reisha, because it says in the Reisha that he collects, he gets reimbursed for the Shvach improvements. Shmuel said that a lekech when a gazan is not entitled to the improvements because it looks like a Nibis. So it can't be a problem with the Reisha. None of us. Now, much more about Baal Chayv. So if it's talking about Baal Chayv, I got a problem, bigger problem. Baal Chayv, Kasher Reisha Visefer. Because it says over here that the Baal Chayv has to reimburse the guy for the expenses. And Shmuel said that Baal Chayv is entitled to collect the Shvach. He's not entitled to collect Paytas, but he's entitled to collect the Shvach. And here it says the Baal Chayv has to reimburse the Lekeach, whichever is less, the Yitzir of the Shvach. What do you mean reimburse? He's entitled to it, according to Shmuel. So Shmuel got a problem with this Braitzer. He boys have two answers. Either belakeach megazan, we're talking about that he's talking about buying from a gazan. I have a problem buying from a gazan. How can you get the shvach? Lechayda looks like ribis. We already gave two answers before. We're shy to get the shvach. If instead of giving him money, the Reuven gives him property, so there's no ribis. Or in Amish economy, they made a kinyan from the outset. Or he's boys have balchayv. Talking about balchayv. I asked me a question about balchayv. He's entitled to the improvements, including the fruits that are growing. If the produce is about to be harvested, then the Baal Chayv is not entitled to it at all. If the fruits have a long way to go, that they're not yet reached, they didn't reach shoulder height, they're not ready to be ripe at all, they're part of the land, then the Baal Chayv is entitled to it. We have an incident every single day, and Shvul is magbe even by Shvach and Begilek Sof. He says, wow, that the Baal Chayv is entitled to take it, even though it's ready to be harvested. Like Kasha. And we had the same order in Baba Kama. If the loan works out to be exactly the value of the land, including the fruit, even though the fruit is harvested, so then he has a lien on that entire land. If, however, the loan is worth the land and the fruit is over and above that, the then he has to pay for the shvach. This only makes sense. But yet he's entitled to take the fruits. This makes sense. That if the lekech says to the Baal Chayv, you know, he owes you $100. You have no right to take my field. I'll give you $100 cash. If the Baal Chayv has that option, there's one opinion that has the option, and one opinion that has no option. So it makes sense. If the Baal Chayv has no option, the Lekech has no option. The Baal Chayv comes in, takes the field away. He says, look, I took more than the value of the Chayv. I'll pay you back the difference. Because the Lekech has no say over here. Then it makes sense, this din over here. That even if the Lekech has money, he has no rights, no options. He cannot tell the Baal Chayv, gave five from shopping. It makes sense. The Baal Chayv takes the field, takes the fruit, even though he's not entitled to it, then he reimburses him for the expense he put in. Elo the man do amaki easily zuzul lekech has options, and if lekech has money, motzi misag lebachoy, if he can send the bachoy packing, name a lay. Why can't the lekech say the bachoy? What are you taking away my land with the fruits? Elo habelizuz. If I would have had the money right now, havi misal kinuch mekulada, I could have sent you away and just give you money.
Bought you out.
Yeah. How should the less lizuz? I don't have the money, but what gives you the right to take that extra the extra fruits of there and then give me some money for it? Leave me a sliver of land, the value of that fruit. Havli garbad ada bada shir shvachoy. Give me a sliver of land, the value of the fruits.
Of the improvement on that.
Yeah. You know why the Baal Chayv is entitled to take the fruits, even though it's over and above? Because he told him, from this particular field, you can collect. You collect only from here. Think tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.
The bottom line is.